News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by journalist and broadcaster Valerie Cox to have a look at some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give us analysis on some of those that you have. And we start with the Rotunda Hospital folding like a cheap tent.
Absolutely, yes. The Rotunda Hospital has agreed to the minister's demands over the public-only consultants. So the problem is that these consultants have a public-only contract. So they're not meant to be treating private patients. This is what it's all about. Now, in the Rotunda, they have been treating private patients. And the master of the Rotunda told an Oireachtas committee about, you know, how they were doing it. But the main problem I see is what he actually said to them, because he told them that the hospital had allowed these consultants on public only contracts to provide private care primarily due to safety for women and women's choice. Now, the women's choice, totally agree with him. But safety for women, what was he actually saying? And interestingly, Fintan O'Toole has picked this up this morning in the Irish Times. He's saying, you know, it's an insult to his own staff. What is he saying? That the setup in the Rotunda isn't safe, despite the fact that HICWA has given them, you know, gold stars right along the way. Also, if you think about the work in a maternity hospital, it's the midwives who are the backbone of the whole thing. I mean, your consultant comes in, pats you on the head, and then sends you a bill. And
I'm sure they would strongly suggest that their role is more significant than that.
Well, yes.
But I get the thrust of your argument.
But it's the midwives who actually carry out the work, who stay with you, who, you know, calm you down when you're having a hissy fit and see the baby safely into this world. And, you know, what is he saying to them? That it's not safe here unless you're paying a load of money.
Well,
and
indeed,
that's what Fintan's saying.
I have no doubt that that is not what he was saying, though I can understand the inference being drawn. But the core of the issue is that whatever was happening in respect of the private provision, that has now ended as of this morning. There is interesting news as well when we look at the possibility of using the system in one's favour. People who have had their cars clamped, surprisingly successful in getting appeals processes.
I didn't know this, Anton, and it would have been very interesting for me to know this, because on the day before my wedding, a long time ago, I not only got clamped, I got towed away. And I had just been shopping and my shoes and my veil were in that car.
No.
Oh, yes. So I had to pay a pile of money to get it back. And then I decided, right, I'm just going to go to court and tell this judge what he did, because it was in the time of the Troubles and there were various parking arrangements, temporary arrangements around the city, and everybody wasn't aware of them. So I went into the judge and I said, look, you know, I don't think this is fair. And he said, well, what were you doing? And I said, well, I was just last minute shopping, getting married tomorrow. And he says, as my wedding present, I'm going to let you off.
Shocking.
But it transpires that a lot more people are getting off these days. Now, 15% of people who have been clamped are getting away with it. Now, there's two levels of appeal. The first one is you just go to the local authority and say, this wasn't fair. And, you know, there's loads of things you can appeal this on. The signage, whether or not the actual documentation was totally correct. And more people are taking this route. Now, there were 143,000 cars clamped in Ireland last year. It's a huge number of them. And it even says, you know, some of the places these might have been parked might have been private parking facilities. So that opens a whole new can of worms. But if they go to the second stage, they have a great chance of winning under the Appeals to Clamping Act. And they use independent appeals officers to have a look at what you're appealing about. Now, of 4,058 second stage appeals last year, 1,888, that's 46%, were allowed and they got their clamping fees back. So I think what we're learning from this, Anton, is if you get clamped, you know, you have to
pay
the money.
It's worth the flutter.
Definitely you appeal it.
Now, Donald Trump became the first sitting president to attend a national basketball final, attending the showdown between the Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs in New York last night. However, not everybody was happy to have him there. Have a listen to this watch party at Bryant Park and see if you can guess the moment when Trump appeared on the screen.
Surprise,
Woke lefty liberals in New York, Valerie.
Yeah, but I think there was an awful lot more to it, Anton, because he caused absolute chaos. And the man was born in Queens, but, you know, they blockaded off streets. They put up metal barriers. It took the fans hours to get in. And some of those tickets were going for $100,000, which is massive money.
100 grand for a ticket.
Absolutely. Now, he also messed up the parties, the people who hadn't got tickets, who were having their own parties in the streets, and they couldn't happen anymore because he was just too near. So I really think, you know, he asked for trouble. He brought in a motorcade. Traffic couldn't get in. People were late getting into the screen. So, I mean, would you blame them for booing him?
Valerie, thank you very much. That is Valerie Cox, journalist and broadcaster.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.